This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
The Drive's top four at four.
Hour number two of The Drive underway. It's Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith back with you, and the top four at four this afternoon is brought to you by our friends out at the Axe House in Sevierville. All right, here's Matt Huckabuff for his first top four at four. He's going to be helping out some this summer. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Are you nervous?
No.
No?
No.
You don't look nervous. Cool as the other side of the pillow. All right, here we go. Matt Huckabee, what you got?
Number one, you got to start with the big one. Vols are heading to Omaha after beating the pants off of LSU 15-6 for the first time since 2005 when they lost to Florida and then Arizona State in the first round.
How about that?
Sounds like something the Vandy boys would say. We beat the absolute pants.
So the last time Florida beat us in the College World Series?
2005, so then we went to the loser bracket, then played Arizona State and lost.
It was two and done.
Yep.
I have to go back and look. I guess Hoshaver probably started the Florida game. And
I'm not sure, yeah.
Didn't go well for us. Oh, well. All right, hopefully better luck this time.
What a big weekend. Two big wins. What more can you ask for?
Gosh. And just to
God, we're not playing today. Ha-ha!
Just to really wear them out. Yesterday, too. I mean, that felt like exercising some demons, too. It was.
Oh, that whole sixth inning?
It was
top of the sixth.
Get you some of this,
yeah.
LSU.
Yeah.
You're not on our
more.
Level.
Here's one more.
This is not a fluke, yeah. Okay? We're not going to grind this out. We're going to make you bend the knee and kiss daddy's ring.
Yeah, I mean, it got to the point where, you know, if you're watching a fight like that where somebody's just getting pounded, you're like, hey, man. Well, you know,
throw in the towel.
Yeah.
Come on, Maneri. Throw in the towel.
He's done.
All right, number two, I got a live scoreboard update. Dallas Baptist University and Virginia are playing, and just in the last inning, Virginia hit a grand slam to go up 5-2, and it's not looking good. Dallas Baptist is going to have three more outs here in a second. Virginia may put up some more points before that.
What a moment for Virginia. A grand slam. They were 2-1. They managed to load the bases, and you're wondering, are they going to get anybody home? And just – Two outs, too.
Yeah.
And wow.
Grand slam.
Not quite as good as our walk-off grand slam.
No.
No.
Still pretty cool.
Would you
cool.
say, Rick, there's been 30 of those in the pro and
yeah.
majors?
In
like
major
100 years.
History.
That's crazy.
The ultimate
grand
as we
slam.
Learned.
Yes.
All right, Huckamania.
Number three, my Phoenix Suns swept the Denver Nuggets. And Jokic got ejected. It was a beautiful night. We're going to the Western Conference Finals. Going to win the whole thing.
They throw the league's MVP out of the game on a foul that might not have been called 30 years ago.
It's pretty weak, I'll be honest. But
oh, there's no way they're calling that 30 years ago.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw a replay of it.
I mean,
It was really weak.
I don't think it mattered. I mean, they're losing. They're down 3-0. I think he was just frustrated, and he didn't put up much of a fight. He's like, all right, I'm done. He's like, walking out. But, I mean, they might have called that a common foul back in the 80s. They called it a flagrant, too. He grazed the guy's face. Okay, so he put a little elbow grease. He had a little wind-up to it. But it's like, come on, man. And people wonder why the NBA is – soft now.
Right.
I mean, Tree Rollins almost bit Danny Ainge's finger off.
Yeah, it'd be nice to take into account everybody's feelings now. And
feelings.
The NBA. Whatever.
No, so it would not have been a foul, even a common foul in the 80s.
The Suns advance to the conference championship, Western Conference. They will be playing the
Jazz or Clippers.
It's kind of wild that we might finally get Suns and Jazz, especially when people were saying all throughout the regular season, it's wild that these are your top two teams. There's no way they're going to end up. No one's going to pick them. And
I
here we go.
Guarantee the NBA don't want it to be.
It's going to be Jazz. Utah and Phoenix.
Yeah, and then what if Milwaukee is able to come back on the other side of it now? I mean, that's
thriving metropolis up there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Who else left in it? Like your guys had an epic collapse, didn't they, Butler?
Yeah. What's the other epic series? The Hawks are still.
Hawks and 76ers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's 2-1.
Who's leading? 76ers?
I think so. Yep. Last point, Rick, you'll have some comments on this. I think The Athletic published an article today saying Luka is unhappy in Dallas, but Mark Cuban said that's not true. They cited things like transactions, dictating rotations. He has no say in all of these things.
Hashtag Luka to the Lakers.
Don't do that.
Luka Doncic. I'd get down with that. We'd send LeBron to you guys.
We don't want him. We don't want him.
We don't want him either.
You don't want
him. I don't want him. I want my guy. Although our guy doesn't look too happy, does he?
This is the most we've talked about the NBA in 5 years.
It is. In a single segment.
Is that it?
That's crazy.
That's it. That's four.
Thank you. Huck, the top four at four.
That was actually a really good rookie effort.
Actually. You're surprised.
Well, I mean, usually they come in here and, you know.
Fumble all over themselves.
Yeah. Maybe a couple of things. I'll give them a couple of pointers.
I think you did well, man. All right. There you have it. The top four at four brought to you by the Axe House in Sevierville. The first Axe House to incorporate food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. They are an all-inclusive experience. It's a lot of fun if you haven't thrown axes yet. This is a big trend. A lot of people are doing it now. The Axe House in Sevierville and Pigeon Forge, two locations out there. Great place to do it. It's fun for the whole family. You go with your wife and kids, or you could go with friends after work. They do have drinks out there. Pizza at the Cove, the signature Mountain Man Pizza, is available for you. I'm a big fan of the Kill Shot Taters. Great stuff, great food, great fun at the Axe House. Check them out online at axehousetn.com. The Axe House, two locations in Sevierville and Pigeon Forge. Tell them Fan Run sent you. We are cruising along here on the drive. So Rick Butler's dad is quickly becoming a Fan Run icon. Warren B., thrown out of practice at Vanderbilt today, trying to spy on the Vandy boys.
The Vandy boys. Yeah, he texted that him and his buddy, again, they just needed some time to kill. Went over to the Vanderbilt campus.
Snuck
saw
in.
That the baseball game was, or the baseball team was practicing. Yeah, basically snuck in a little bit. Then they immediately had people come over and start questioning, how did you get in here? What are you doing here? What are you supposed to be doing here?
Sure.
And they're like, well.
Sure, you can't. It's kind of scary that they were able to get up there.
Vandy boys need to tighten up their security.
Tighten up, Vandy boys.
How long do you think you'd last if you somehow snuck up there on Haslam with football during football practice? You think you'd get spotted immediately?
Well, I mean, you wouldn't be able to get in. They have, you know, entrances. I think there's only one entrance that's open at a time, and usually they've got people there.
Shout out to Warren B, the man.
Trying to go scout, I guess. Like he's got Tony on speed dial. Here's what I saw from their Monday afternoon practice,
Tony. We could get the
Tony.
Information. We could get him a report.
Sure.
Let him know. Here's what they were doing at practice.
How was your hamburger? People saw you all over town all weekend, Rick. There's
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just nailed the place that I went to go eat. I didn't even publicize that.
Yeah. Nah, your business is on Front Street. I know everywhere you went this weekend. You went to both baseball games. You went to the stock.
Wow.
Got a burger.
Wow. It's pretty impressive. It was very good.
Wow.
It's very good.
Bear's
burger.
Got eyes everywhere.
I know. I'm a little worried
about this. Big brother
Bear
over here.
Yeah. I'm a little worried about this, but, I mean, not like we did anything weird, so.
No.
To the phones we go. 865-546-8200. If you want to jump on the show this afternoon, Phil is next. Good afternoon, Phil.
Boys, all right, W.
Philly.
How you, Bernard Fables, doing?
Hey, we're doing well. Now, Phil, you gotta eat some crow. You said last week.
I ate crow. I told you Saturday I ate crow.
It was Sunday.
You don't remember?
It was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Not
but we
Saturday.
Got some new audience here. This is The Drive. You made the comments on The Drive. I feel like you should eat the crow on The Drive.
Well, I'll meet my crow. They did a good job. I didn't think they'd beat them two in a row. I mean, they beat LSU five games in a row. That hadn't happened in a long time, anything, has it? Especially Louisiana State University.
I'd like to look it up, but, I mean, I've heard it a couple of different places. Like, it's incredibly rare for LSU to lose to the same team more than four games in a season. Like, very few people have ever done that. And definitely not since Maneri. Is it Maneri? Paul Maneri?
Yeah, it'd only take you 2 months, but you finally
Well, I mean,
the
guy's retired. Now I'm going to show him some. I'm going to show him the respect he deserves. I mean, he built a powerhouse down there, but
no,
yeah,
Bergman built it.
Well,
Bergman built it, and Marinari formed it.
Then he wins some World Series.
He won one.
So you comparing him to Fulmer and the other guy to Johnny Majors?
Yeah, the one championship.
Phil Maneri. Yeah. How about that?
But, it all goes like back heck. To Johnny Majors.
But we're working like heck.
No, it all goes back to Mike Leach. Mike Leach would at least gone 8-4, 9-3. At least we'd have exciting football instead of 3-7.
Utterly outstanding.
Without facing, God knows, I mean, the number we keep hearing is like 50-plus level one violations, allegedly. McDonald's bags. Allegedly.
Yeah, Mike Leach don't cheat. That's another thing.
He doesn't recruit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to worry about McDonald's, you know what?
Yeah, Mike Leach, if he's getting a McDonald's bag, the only thing that's going to be in there is a couple of quarter pounders with cheese.
Possibly some fries.
I guess since Rick's dad was down at Vanderbilt, I guess maybe a snowball could probably go down there with him and get it. He went at Tennessee's practice last week. Maybe snowball can – Wiggles his way into Vanderbilt's practice.
Snowball made it into Tennessee's practice last week?
Yeah, didn't he? I thought he told y'all that on the show.
Uh-uh. How long did he last?
What do you mean? Were you here? That you were sitting right there. You heard the story. I talked about it 5 minutes ago during a break.
Snowball? Made it into Tennessee's practice.
We've had – no, I was recounting. So we've had quite a week here of the Fan Run family. We've got – Rick's dad thrown out of Vandy practice today. Buster calling 911 and law enforcement for some incident that I'm still not clear on all the details over the weekend. And then Willie getting thrown out of Lindsey Nelson when he showed up to watch the Vols practice in LSU colors last week. It's been quite the week for the Fan Run family.
Yeah, he had a Pal Panther hat on top of that. Pretty cool, you know?
Wow, that's some ensemble right there, Willie.
So we're going to play Virginia, it looks like, now.
Yep. They just got their third out. That's Virginia it. Officially to the College World Series.
It's a final now.
So when's the last time we played Virginia? The 90 Sugar Bowl?
Dang, I guess it is, huh?
Yeah, Derek Doolittle.
You know, I'm surprised Tennessee don't play Virginia more in all sports. We played them in basketball when Konzo was coach, didn't we?
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Oh, yeah. Didn't we have like a 44-41 barn burner up there a couple of years ago?
It's like watching paint dry.
Yeah, it was high school game, and then Tennessee annihilated them here in Knoxville.
I'd forgotten about us playing them in basketball.
We had that player that was the point guard from the Mid-State, Phil, that was it Darius Thompson that we were so amped up about ended up going to UVA and pretty much riding the bench, as I recall.
I mean, these guys are only – I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he was. I thought he was going to be a good player, but I don't know whatever happened to him.
This is Virginia's, what, fifth appearance, and then they won the 2015
Tennessee
series.
Virginia beat Konzo Martin in 2012 by a final of 46-38.
Oh, wow. God.
Wow.
46-38. It was Trey Golden leading the way for Tennessee with 11 points on 4 of 12 shooting.
Good Lord.
That was hard. That so, stuff was hard to watch.
16 points in the first half. Yeah, that was exciting basketball.
You know, I like Tennessee's bracket. The thing is, the key is, like we've been saying, win that first game and then maybe that's what Tennessee's do. But their most difficult game seems like their first game.
Yeah,
LSU,
I don't. I mean,
the first game was tough, and so was Whoopsin Doodle that hit the grand slam to win.
Gilbert,
I think Texas is had a great season, and it would seem to reason that we would probably match up with them at some point. And then this Mississippi State, Notre Dame, I that's a hard one to get a feel for, man. I don't know what's going to happen there. We did run rule Mississippi State in the SEC tournament, so you got to feel some confidence. If we're matched up against them, the chances of the pitching matchup being different are pretty high, I would imagine. But that Notre Dame team can mash.
Do they play in the ACC in baseball?
Yeah, I think so. Aren't they in all sports except football, and they played in football last year, right?
They didn't compete for the ACC title. They're gonna have to join a conference. We're hopefully.
Didn't they play Clemson? I thought they played Clemson for the ACC championship in football last year.
No, huh? They don't.
So that was something that came out of the new playoff proposal. That the Swarbrick, the AD there, said that they take the four highest conference winners as the guaranteed buys, and he said that that means Notre Dame cannot get a bye. I was absolutely stunned that he signed off on that proposal.
I mean, join a conference. Join the Big Ten or go ahead and join the ACC.
Maybe that's what they're thinking. It's like, look, our fan base won't stand for it to join a conference because they value the independence so much.
Unless.
But maybe if we go ahead and do this and sign off on this, maybe this will change our fans' mind smooth it out so that we can join a conference so that we can have a chance at that automatic bid.
Well, it makes sense to go to ACC because it's a more winnable league than the Big Ten, even though the Big Ten's not as great as everybody thinks it is. But you still got Ohio
top,
State.
They're like the SEC. Their top is so much better than everybody else with Ohio State.
That's right. And plus, they play physical football, and Notre Dame had to play they couldn't just do a Mickey Mouse schedule like they do every year by a bunch of softies.
They belong in the Big Ten, don't they? ACC is just weird. Phil, what a week. What a weekend.
Yeah.
You go ahead and put the rest of that crow in the refrigerator. You have leftovers tomorrow.
I put leftovers, and I think Tennessee's got a basketball recruit on campus right now. See you.
Ooh. A little Tennessee basketball recruiting information. Yeah, man. I saw 247 updated the – it's always changing, like who we've got on campus. What is today? The 14th? Yeah, it's flag day. We've already had Wallace.
Yeah, we had a ton of visits over the weekend, I saw.
We've already had Miller. We had B.J. Edwards' unofficial visit. Jalen Hood-Schifino, I think, is the player that Phil is referencing. Number 27 overall player in the country, according to 247. 6'5" combo guard out of Florida via Montverde Academy. And schedule on a visit to Tennessee right now, also considering Indiana, Georgetown, and Pittsburgh. Jalen Hood-Schifino. So, Virginia survives and advances in dramatic fashion with a grand slam late in the ball game. Holiday for QB says Virginia was 34-25 this year, 500 in league play. Dallas Baptist worried me a lot more. I ain't scared. Mm-mm. I ain't scared to the Cavaliers, the Wahoos, the Wahoo McDaniels. I ain't scared. Brian says Bruce Pearl beat Virginia in the 2007 NCAA second round. I remember that. That was the year we beat, was it Long Beach Poly State or something? In the first, we beat them like 120-70. We just walked the dog on them in the first round. Beat Virginia in the second round. And then I believe that was the year, the Greg Oden year, that we lost to them in the Sweet 16. Blew a 17-point second half lead. That was a lot of fun. The Pearl people just kind of gloss over that one, right? They'll bring that one up when they're singing the hits of Bruce Pearl.
Hell no.
Blowing a 17-point lead. We had Chris Lofton on one side. We had Juwan Smith on the other side, and we chose to give the ball to Ramar Smith in the deciding moment of that game. Pearl people don't want to talk about that one.
No.
They just pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah. Juwan Smith, one of them, he was every bit as clutch. I mean, he had so many clutch shots. I mean, he's ice water in his veins, but no, let's not get the ball in his hands or Chris Lofton, possibly the best pure shooter that ever played at the university.
Let's let Ramar take Greg Oden one-on-one. Let's let our point guard go one-on-one against the 7-foot number one overall draft pick. That's good. That's nice. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate that. Quick timeout. The drive continues. I think a couple of shots in at the Pearl people. Still love Bruce. That was a bad
Same
moment.
Bruce.
It was a bad moment. Stay with us. The drive continues. More of your calls coming up. Back here on the drive, Fan Run Radio. 865-546-8200. Your number if you want to get up with us. And Westchester is next. Hello, Westchester.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How about them Vols?
How about them?
Hey, guys. I know it's not my style to criticize, but I'm going to have to just a little bit here, and I apologize for that. Guys, we're the University of Tennessee. We're not Kentucky. All right. If we're playing somebody in baseball, we talk about baseball. We don't talk about what we did in basketball. Let's not go down that road. Let's not turn it into that school.
You've called in to criticize us?
I mean,
after that phone call on voluntary reaction to us yesterday?
You had a rough phone call on voluntary reaction. I don't know if you remember at Westchester. You were pretty lit, as I recall.
I don't. I'm going to be honest with you.
For you to have the gall and audacity to call less than 24 hours later and criticize us is laughable, man. Come on.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Just get on the phone call. Come on.
All right. Russ, I'll bet you whatever you want to bet, and I don't care what you name the stakes. You mortgage versus rent, I don't care what you want to, paycheck versus paycheck, UT will be in the World Series final.
I will bet you.
I wouldn't bet against him.
An apology for ripping on your terrible phone call yesterday. I'm not going to bet against Tennessee. What are you doing, Westchester? You put me in a position to bet against my team.
Did I?
You're betting me that. What's going on right now? Westchester?
I don't know.
No, I'm not taking the bet. I think Tennessee makes it. Why not us? Why not now?
I'm just saying. I guarantee that the UT will be in the World Series finals. That's all I'm saying.
I hope you're right.
Like I said, I am.
Okay. What do you want from me? We're on the same page here. You want me to argue again?
It's a continuation of your phone call from yesterday where you're arguing with yourself. Did you just stay up all night drinking?
One of the callers out there will figure it out and let y'all know later. Y'all have a good show.
That would be the first time anybody has been able to call in and tell us what the hell your phone call actually meant.
Rick, did you pick up anything there?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, speaking of betting, folks, lot of action on FanDuel right now between the NBA playoffs, baseball, and the Euros 2020. I know it's 2021, but it was supposed to be played last year. It's being played now. It's a little bit confusing, but hey, what are you going to do? It's always exciting when a player scores a goal in the Euros, but this year it's twice as exciting because FanDuel is paying out double the winnings when you bet on a player to score during a Euro 2020 game. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook, enter promo code DRIVE1, and pick your goal scorer for a shot at 2x the payout. What do you want? You want to bet for Harry Kane, my dude Romelu Lukaku? I told you, watch Belgium.
What about Pulisic?
You think Pulisic might score? You would bet on him to score in the Euros?
No, I just want to know if it's a good bet. Doesn't sound like it.
Well, I mean, considering that he's American.
Okay.
And, you know,
okay. See, now North you know America, not to bet for Christian Pulisic.
Probably not a great bet, but we got a humdinger tomorrow. Germany and
Ooh.
France.
Ooh.
Oh.
World War rematch.
Yeah. You know my thoughts on that. You don't ever, Rick, give a German an armband and a gun. They'll be in Paris by tomorrow. No matter those guys like better.
Who you pick.
Who's stepping the whole way.
FanDuel, double your payout up to $250 or up to $250, and you'll have your bonus in less than 72 hours. No better place to bet Euro 2020 than FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook, where the betting lines are always prime, where the promotions are always fantastic, where the payouts are always fast. Sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook with promo code DRIVE1 and choose any player in the anytime goal scorer market for a chance to double your winnings. We had a bet on this, Bear.
Let's bet on it.
We had a bet on this.
Against each other or through FanDuel?
Yeah, for the game tomorrow, France and Germany. Who do you think? Who do you think scores it? Maybe Mbappe?
I don't know any of their names. I'm just going based off of World War II prejudices.
Olivier Giroud, perhaps, for the Frenchies. Perhaps my dude N'Golo Kanté. I'm picking France tomorrow. Must be 21
You're
or older.
You're going to take France?
And present in Tennessee.
I'll go with the Huns.
New users only. The last two World Cup winners going at it. Must wager designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus, $250. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Oh, man.
Who, I'll go with Germany.
What about just based on German aggression in the early 20th century? Like that's your
that's not gone away over there.
You should
you don't change, you know.
You're like the office secretary that wins her NCAA tournament pool by filling out her bracket based on who has the prettiest uniforms.
Yeah, basically. Have you ever been in one of those where that actually happens?
Sure, I think we all have.
It's awful.
By the way,
sweet girl won one at one of the bars I worked at downtown. She had no clue. Mm-hmm. She didn't even watch basketball.
Speaking of the Euros, what a scary scene over the weekend. Christian Eriksen from Denmark.
God. Yeah.
Basically dropped dead on the field.
Yeah.
And his heart had stopped. And they're performing chest compressions on him right there on the field.
Oh, they defibrillated him on the field.
They zapped him a couple of times.
Yeah.
And
still made those poor kids finish the game.
Well, after a while, I think it was interesting, right? Because they stopped the game. They suspended play for several hours. And they ended up coming back. And the game happened and the incident happened around noon local time, around 12:30. And they sent both teams off the pitch.
And 90 minutes or something?
No, for several hours.
Oh.
And they came back. They gave them the option of finishing the game that evening or the next morning.
Okay.
And they went ahead, and the teams Danes voted. Are not – they're not happy about it because they ended up losing 1-0. But there's so many – we've seen this happen, unfortunately, so many times. And the most recent example was Keontae Johnson at Florida.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And think about the difference here, right?
Okay.
Soccer match that happens, and they stop the game, send both teams off the pitch, and they get dressed, and they're going about their business. Like, they stop the game and might not have finished it that day if the players didn't vote to do it. They might have just postponed it till the next day. Keontae Johnson passes out at the court. Pretty much the same thing. In a college basketball game, they stop the game for a minute, they wheel them off, and then they keep right on playing. They finish the game.
Yeah, I don't think I agreed with it at that time either.
I didn't really think about it. I mean, I didn't.
It happened here in town at a high school football game.
Oh, that was right up the street.
It was just one of the worst tragedies I've ever seen because that young man passed away.
Did they finish the game?
Yeah, I believe so. I left.
We generally do that. Did they finish the Hank Gathers game?
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Well, they finished. I finished a number of races. My races all the time.
Yeah, it's
they came on and won. Was it one of the Nemechek's? But yeah, and like I rewatched that wreck, and like, you know, there's just no way any human being could survive the wreck. That guy died at Indy last.
I don't know what the protocol is in those situations. You have a player that just passes out on the field, on the court, in some sort of a gain. And yeah, I mean,
I kind of feel like, call me crazy, but if a defibrillator's used, then but then again, I mean, a lot of people don't realize this, but with Inky Johnson,
a little touch and go.
Yeah, they were, because he had, when he tore all that stuff, I guess his body almost shut down.
I guess coming at it from the American standpoint, and somebody did point out, apparently there was an incident in the NHL a couple of years ago where they did go ahead and cancel the game. But generally, it feels like when we've seen, and these things happen, it's tragic, but these guys are athletes exerting themselves. These things are going to happen. There's not much you can do about it other than try to detect and try and jump on it. And thank God that they were able to save that guy's life Saturday by having the medics right there on the field and were able to admit a resuscitation right there where he dropped, which is pretty incredible. But, yeah, I don't know what the protocol is there. I'd imagine there's all sorts of different pressures on the game administrators who are there to finish the game. You've only got, 100,000 people in a football stadium waiting to finish a game. I know that you say, well, that shouldn't matter. A human life should take precedent over that. But that's easy to sit here and say in hindsight. At the time, I'd imagine there's a – I don't know what you do, man. I don't envy the people in those positions who have to make those decisions.
No, but thank God they've got those pieces of equipment now. I mean, it's pretty much automatic. They tape those things to your chest, and if you need it, it does it automatically.
Well, also, it makes me wonder, as just like a regular dude,
right,
who's, I feel, in okay shape, not elite physical condition by any stretch of the imagination, but not unhealthy either. I'm thinking, I see this happen, I'm like, if that guy could drop dead, if Keontae Johnson could have his issue, if Hank Gathers could have his issue, like, the rest of us, man, we're all just gambling.
Well, nobody, you know, tomorrow's not promised to anybody. And anyway, you can drop dead any given time.
Oh, this took a dark turn.
A little bit.
It's a dark conversation to begin with,
but now I will say here that like Hank Gathers and Keontae Johnson are in a much higher risk group for conditions where you have like sudden cardiac arrest. Basketball players.
Yeah. Well, this young man Erickson is fine, and I do wonder. I wonder if that's it. He was a terrific player for Tottenham for a number of years in the English Premier League. He was on Inter Milan's team that won Serie A this year. He's a fantastic player. And not that it would have been any less tragic, but a lot of people who watch the Premier League are very familiar with him. So it was just a scary situation, man. Unbelievable that they were able to get there in time and literally save his life right there on the playing field.
Well, who was it? Our longtime trainer over at UT. Why can I not remember his name? How'd he save the young man's life?
Manuel Negedu.
And who was the trainer? Chad.
Chad Newman.
Chad Newman.
With
that's
the
it.
Basketball team for a long time.
Yeah.
And they had defibrillators right there. That happened in the football building.
It's just scary.
No doubt. Let's take a quick timeout right here. When we continue, we have 7 of the 8 tickets punched to Omaha. One last spot up for grabs. It'll be Mississippi State or Notre Dame. And the winner of that one will be on Tennessee's side of the bracket. So there is a pretty good chance that Tennessee will play one of these teams. That game starts at 7 o'clock tonight in Starkville. And we will discuss that. What is the best course of action for Tennessee? What's the best possible draw? We'll go through the different scenarios when we continue. More of your phone calls as well. It's The Drive on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Matt, your first lesson of joining the Fan Run team: don't take any of Bear's advice. Like, and when I say any, I mean none of it. Like zero. Just
you gonna?
And he gives you a tip or something.
Nod and give a
yeah,
oh,
that's nice, Bear. Okay, that's.
He had a good pro tip about bed sheets.
Well, here's one for you.
And then he followed it with some of the worst advice that could possibly have been dispensed.
What? Invest in your house. How was that bad advice? Here's a tip for you. Always make sure your mouse is pointed at the right at the microphone when you're talking.
I apologize.
You gotta move your microphone so you can look at Russ.
He's a stickler about all this stuff. It's fine. You're good.
Major, well, you gotta take a shot at me.
Major anniversary in you'll like this, Bear. Major anniversary for a cinematic masterpiece today.
Today?
30 years ago, one of the greatest films of all time came out.
1991.
Mm-hmm. Turns 30 this week.
Is it action?
Yeah. A period piece, action. Mm-hmm.
Last of the Mohicans. Dances with Wolves.
Although, it is close.
Oh. Kevin Costner's Robin Hood.
Tombstone.
I'm going to cut his heart out with a spoon.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves?
Prince of Thieves, 30 years ago this week.
I saw it in the theater.
Will Scarlet. He was born to play Kevin Costner, the best, one of the best worst fake British accents of all time.
He didn't even really try
most of the time, did he?
No.
Did it strike anybody else as weird that everybody else is British? This movie is taking place in England. He's a British nobleman returned from overseas, and he sounds like he's from Kansas City.
Okay, so what was weirder, that or Chernobyl, all those guys having British and European accents and not Russian?
Did that happen? I don't even remember.
Yeah, none of them had Russian accents. It wasn't even Eastern European. They were all British and Skarsgård is a Swede.
That's weird. Yeah, that is strange.
But, yeah, he attempted none 30 years ago. I remember I was all jacked up. I came home from work.
I saw it in the theater, too.
I'd seen it in the theater, but when it hit HBO, it was a Saturday night.
I'm pretty sure I saw it at that theater where the old Dicks is, the little Dicks.
That two screen. I saw Crimson. I saw a bunch of movies there. Crimson Tide.
Yeah.
Apollo 13.
They had a nice little theater.
There's like a Mexican restaurant right there. Is that what you're talking? Kind of over by
it's
the Target?
Little Dicks. I mean, it's that same place, right? Right there on North Peters?
Yeah.
You're talking about Downtown West. I saw Lethal Weapon there. Saw a ton of movies at Downtown West. We used to have a Gaddy's right there.
Oh, that's still there. That's the artsy fartsy cinema now. They've always got like Indian films playing and stuff like that.
Now, do you remember the movie theater in town that I cracked the code to?
I mean,
that's not the one we're talking about.
It's totally like, I always expect to get a text from you telling me that you've got to go to a movie at that place.
Do what?
I always wait to get a text from you like grumbling about having to go take maybe your special someone to a movie at that joint.
What joint?
The art one, the artsy fart.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some movies there lately. What did I saw A Quiet Place there, I feel like.
Ooh. Seen the second one yet?
I have not. I've heard it's really good.
I've heard it's really good. It's just okay.
I saw it. It's a whole lot of nothing. It felt like one scene the entire movie. It felt like it should have been 3 hours longer, right? No. But they took an hour and a half to do one scene.
Huckabee just
yeah,
just totally.
What movie are you talking about?
All over that.
Quiet Place Part 2.
Oh, I don't watch scary movies. I hate them.
It wasn't even that scary. I don't know.
It's a scary movie.
It's just me.
Quick trivia question here for you, Bear. If you are a true fan of Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, this will not be a problem at all for you. Who played King Richard?
Sean Connery.
I did. Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
I was just reading this.
I thought you were going to ask me something hard.
The Hollywood
stacked.
Reporter, that role almost went to John Cleese. Monty Python.
I love him.
865-546-8200. So Tennessee will face Virginia
in Bring it on,
their
Virginia.
First game of the College World Series. Texas will play the winner of Mississippi State and Notre Dame tonight. Who do we want to win, Mississippi State, Notre Dame?
I don't know because I hate them both. I hate Notre Dame.
Those golden batting helmets they have are really
obnoxious.
Distracting, obnoxious.
I'm surprised they let them wear
not
that.
Not cool. Yeah, it's not cool, man. Doesn't look like a batting helmet. It's just not cool.
Just looks like it's an unfair advantage to have that kind of glare.
Pretty good chance we'll be playing Texas. And
yeah.
I mean, if all goes according to plan, I mean, they should beat whoever wins this game. I think they're going to be the favorite, and then we're going to be the favorite over Virginia. So it should be Tennessee and Virginia playing early next week, I would say, like maybe Monday or Tuesday in Omaha.
I would have to imagine so. You know, and here's one other – I didn't get a chance to say this at the beginning of the show today, but, you know, we're kind of talking about who our next opponents are going to be, and I do think that you're entering a situation where nobody wants to play Tennessee, right? And you really look at something that we've talked about a lot recently, the fact that this entire batting lineup is stacked from top to bottom, and that this team is not reliant on one guy. So if you go back, right, if you look back at the overall collective statistics from the regional round – your bottom four batters in the regional weekend, excuse me, your bottom three were Evan Russell, Jake Rucker, and Jordan Beck. Then you flip over to the super regional weekend, and then you go, your top four batters on the weekend, Jordan Beck, Jake Rucker, Pavloni, and Evan Russell. I just think that that's an incredible stat right there that sticks out, that completely speaks to the fact that, hey, man, you might have some guys going through a couple rough games in a row, but that doesn't mean that they aren't able to turn it around for the next weekend. This whole lineup just kind of rotates about who's hot and who's kind of not for a couple games, but there's never one guy that you are truly relying on. I think that's an incredible stat from these last two collective weekends, and it sticks out as to Tennessee's biggest advantage, in my opinion, heading into the College World Series.
So I don't even know if it's – I mean, everybody that makes it the World Series, there's no getting lucky in getting the World Series.
Sure.
You got three of the top four – teams.
You could get hot, but even if you get hot, you
still got to win multiple.
Yeah, you're a good team.
I mean, it's similar to the NCAA tournament. You know, usually the best teams end up in the Final Four. So, unfortunately for Arkansas, they aren't one of them.
Mm.
But Arizona's going to be hard out over there.
Yep.
They look good.
Let's get Tyler in here next. Tyler, you're on the drive. Fan Run Radio. Good afternoon, sir.
What's up, guys? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, I love that we've got that Tennessee, there's more and more conversations about baseball now. And, you know, just to kind of go a little bit away from Omaha, but more just Tennessee and baseball in the Knoxville area in general, you know, where there's talks about the Smokies moving to Knoxville, you know, what do you think that would do prospectively, you know, for recruits coming into the area and the, you know, programs building up, you know, it's going to have a great run this year. On top of that, with the Smokies moving in, you know, what do you think that could do to the program, especially if Vitello stays?
I think it's really interesting because baseball has not been a big thing in Knoxville for a long time now.
Right.
And for those of us like my age, Bears age, we grew up going to games at Bill Meyer Stadium in East Knoxville. And some great childhood memories of going to that stadium, and it was not a nice ballpark by any stretch of the imagination. But when they left,
it was still fun, man.
When they left, there was a void, and the new Smokies Park is great. It's a beautiful ballpark. I love going up there, and I hope that they're able to find a team to put in that venue and keep that thing going. But when you talk about building this new downtown ballpark, and if you haven't seen the artist renderings, you got to go find it. It looks spectacular down there. When you talk about that and the Smokies coming back downtown in a ballpark that's going to be the envy of every minor league city in America and perhaps even Oakland's major league facility, the expansion of Lindsey Nelson Stadium, the impact of Tony Vitello on this community and its new love for baseball – you're looking at a baseball renaissance in Knoxville becoming this kind of weird baseball hotbed all of a sudden, or a sport that was practically non-existent in this community for the past 20-plus years. Which is a long way of saying it's going to be a lot of fun, Tyler.
That's right. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, man, it's great. It's going to be a lot of fun, man.
Back when me and you were younger, a day like today, if the KJs were playing at Billy Meyer, we'd just a night like tonight, go over there and a couple of cold beers. Yeah, exactly.
It feels like we're at the beginning of something special, a fun kind of rebirth for the town and something that's going to change the landscape of sports in this community. And quite frankly, everything that's gone on the last 10 years with UT, this is kind of a one-horse town when it comes to sports. We needed it, man. We need something to get behind, something to cheer, and hopefully football can get its act together and we can have more variety for your sports entertainment dollar here in East Tennessee.
Absolutely. You know, yeah, football's been the bread and butter, you know, whether how good or bad, you know, they've been for so long. But it's been, you know, refreshing with Rick Barnes and what he's done with the basketball program. It's become much more attractive to go to games, see the ball team. Man, now with baseball, you know, it's going to be really cool to see the university as a whole, you know, what they can be doing in the next decade, you know, it feels like.
Yep, no doubt about it. Tyler, great stuff, my man. Thank you for calling. I hope you'll call again.
Let's go. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We'll put Tyler in the Drive's NCDP, the New Caller Development Program, open, taking applications. Call Barrett, 865-546-8200. As we look ahead towards hour number three, Matt Huckabee will be back, the top five at five, coming your way here in just a few moments as we celebrate Tennessee and its baseball rebirth. The Volunteers headed back to the College World Series for the first time since 2005. And see some of these, when you're doing the voluntary reaction, you don't have a lot of time to sample some of the reaction to the game immediately because you're kind of focused on doing your thing. So I'm just now seeing a lot of these videos and stuff on Twitter that I didn't see last night. And the scenes in the locker room, man.
Oh my, they look awesome, don't they?
Yeah, I wish I could have been there. It looks like so much fun. The picture of Vitello in the middle.
Oh, just absolutely going crazy. You know, either game you're talking about, just seeing the reaction, seeing the celebration, seeing those guys go wild was one of the biggest treats to see, I think. You know, and seeing that collective sigh of relief from that entire stadium at the same time, seeing those guys get to celebrate something that we've been able to follow this year, I felt like that was one of maybe the most memorable parts coming out of it. It was just, man, you got to see these kids be winners, which we don't ever get to see too often.
So Tennessee will play on Sunday. First game of the College World Series for the Vols is on Sunday. Father's Day. The daddy hat must be prominently displayed and passed around on Father's Day.
Home Run City. Do it. I love that hat.
It has to be, right?
It has to be.
And the fact that it's pink, like I see you and your white one. Your white one's pretty cool, Rick.
Yeah, no, it's not as cool.
The pink one's better.
I know. I was a sheep. I got one. I got the daddy hat. It's very cool.
That daddy hat made the rounds yesterday. Well, yeah, six homers.
Is that what the number was?
It's
pretty incredible.
Got it to six.
It's pretty incredible. I lost track after the first few. I mean, I know Rucker went. He went yard twice.
Oh, you lost track because you were hammered. You were blitzed.
Yeah,
I was blitzed. In the sun.
Truly, you are.
Well, the
truly,
sun
truly, truly
takes
you do.
Rick had his first third truly of the day at about the second inning mark.
I was perfectly fine. And I was a respectful, an intimidating fan.
Intimidating?
Oh, yeah.
Were you near LSU fans?
No.
Were they obnoxious in the stadium?
No.
Did they?
I was a little surprised. I figured the Butlers
were loud.
Face painters.
They were totally loud. But I really didn't see too much, to be totally honest.
They didn't have
honest.
Much to cheer about yesterday.
No, they really didn't. And they all left very quickly.
Yeah.
That was another thing people were talking about. People were talking about how Tennessee fans booed, right, when Paul's announcement got picked, but all the LSU fans were out of the building by then.
Fantastic. Stay with us. Hour number three. of The Drive coming up on Fan Run Radio.